It's Nick in the Morning at 88.5. Our guests in studio this morning are stars. Welcome. You are stars.
Aw, Nick. Only because of you, mate.
Good to have you back. And I'm talking to Talk, and Amy's in there. And it's a bit of a stripped-down session in there this morning. Who else is in studio?
Don't worry. We're not naked. It's just like less instruments.
We have the Chrises, Mr. Chris McCarron and Mr. Chris Seligman joining us.
Welcome, all. There's a new album that came out, I do believe, at the end of last year called There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light. And the last time that we saw you, you had a couple of nights in town over at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Three of them.
I had the good fortune, all sold out by the way, to DJ for you on one of those as well, opening up and DJing. I don't do that very often.
I know. Thank well, you've yeah. done a lot of things for us yeah. that I don't well, think you've done for many people.
Well, you so. Paid me to do that, though. Let's be straight. So, look, why don't we hear some music? We'll come back. We'll catch up tonight at the Terrorgram. But right now, a couple of songs live on 88.5. It is Stars.
This is Fluorescent Light. Rain town in the nighttime, endless yellow taxis, waiting for the moment when the party will end. Rain town in the nighttime, you still heard nothing from me, but I've become invisible, so what message could I send? Saturdays are lonely, Sundays you're alone, still checking for that signal, for the bars on your phone.
You can travel for 1,000 miles, you can spend 1,000 nights alone, you can lose your way so easily and never ever make it home.
So come out with me tonight, come out with me tonight. No one falls in love under fluorescent light. Come out with me tonight, come out with me tonight. No one falls in love under fluorescent light.
No one's getting older, and nothing ever changes. And I will never lose you, and you'll never lose me. Just repeat that till I'm sleeping, and then stay with me till morning. And then I swear you can't erase me, and then I swear I'll set you free. I watch you put your coat on, I hear you close the bedroom door, and then there's nothing but the memory of the dream I had. That you don't love me anymore, why don't you love me anymore?
You can tell me we were born alone, you can say it wasn't meant to be, but if you wait until the lights come on, there's so much that you'll never see.
So come out with me tonight, come out with me tonight. No one falls in love under fluorescent light. Come out with me tonight, come out with me tonight. No one falls in love under fluorescent light.
They turn off our song. Everyone is wasted, everyone's alive. We hail a yellow taxi and we drive.
You can travel for 1,000 miles, you can spend 1,000 nights alone, you can lose your way so easily and never ever make it home. Never ever make it home.
So come out with me tonight, come out with me tonight. No one falls in love under fluorescent light. Come out with me tonight, come out with me tonight. No one falls in love under fluorescent light. No one falls in love under fluorescent light. No one falls in love under fluorescent light.
I got another one for you.
Yeah, we're going to play a song called Privilege.
We don't pronounce it that way always, though.
I'm just
Privilege, spelled with a U.
We like to let that piano just ring out because it was very expensive, and we want to get the best value we can out of it.
That's a nice piano.
Yeah, it's
whenever
beautiful.
Whenever
and
it's
a
played.
Nice piano player too.
Do we actually ever tune that piano? By the way, guys, we do. Sounds fantastic.
You just free tune it?
I don't know. You know, I have no idea.
I tuned it. We came in this morning. I came in a bit early.
Did a good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Closed your eyes and tuned it. Well, welcome back.
Thank you for having us, man.
So happy to be here.
Back to the station. I know you've been here live before, and I know I bumped into you here when you were doing it, but I haven't actually had the pleasure of having you perform live on the show. Although Amy tells me that she's pretty sure.
Positive.
Positive.
I'm positive. She's
a very certain person.
She's positive with her privilege. that at some point about 7 years ago when I first started doing a weekend show here, we did an interview here. So
yeah. Hey, who knows, really? I mean, as we all know, life has now happened and we can't
but
remember.
The thing is I hardly remember anything. So the things I do remember, I just really want to honor.
You're certain about.
I am. Well, it's always an honor to see you. So
wow,
I try
so
to
sweet.
Remember all the times.
You know, one of the things that I've always loved about you guys is that, first of all, you're very friendly, but that's probably because you're from north of the border, most of you. And
Americans are the most friendly people in the
world. They are.
Actually, they're so friendly. Americans, I would say, are actually the most friendly.
I'm not saying they or we are not.
There's no us in me.
Because I am officially one of those you too. But you're always so fun to speak to, I guess, is what I'm saying. And secondly, I'm always reminded whenever I hear you performing, much as I love your songs and the arrangements and how you write and perform, the voices between you two guys, there's nothing else like it. When I hear Talk and Amy sing together, your voices complement each other so beautifully, and it's always a pleasure to hear you. So having said all that, as we're saying, we're forgetting stuff because we're all getting older, and let's be honest, there's a lot of stuff out there that, without getting into details,
we'd rather forget.
We'd like to forget about it, as the days go by, and you're like, what happened next? But how is it out there being a band touring at this time, at this, crazy time in the world, and especially North America? You've been touring recently. You were out last November when we saw you, but you're out again. How's the tour going?
I feel like the church of live music has never been more important.
I agree.
And more beautiful. So because things are so kind of ugly in the world right now and scary, when we come together into a room and celebrate the beautiful, it's important. And it feels like it actually matters more than ever. And the fact that people who are working so hard, harder than ever, to earn just a mere dollar.
And to keep their heads up too, you know? Yeah. Like, I think it's hard to get through the day sometimes these days, you know?
So the fact that people show up and spend their dollars and come, and we have this sort of beautiful experience together, is incredible. It's actually the kind of the most fun I think we've had in ever.
I know
tour.
People say that, and you're like, oh, come on, you're just saying that. But honest, I for me, the shows are more joyful than they've ever been. Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you. When I saw you guys last fall, I didn't actually get to speak to Amy, but I spent a little bit of time with Talk. We had some coffee and hung out, and we did the show and all that stuff. But I was getting the sense that you guys were a little knackered. You were a little tired. You were a little exhausted by it all, because it's hard work being an indie band out there these days.
And sure, I have two children on the road. Yes. That's why you didn't see
Amy's
me, because I was
up
likely
at
putting them to
morning.
Bed. But you know what? Life is tiring. I mean, I think about the people out there, like single mothers who are working two jobs to just put food on the table. So I just find it is a difficult thing to kind of complain about.
Well, perspective is everything. But what I was getting to was, you seem a little lighter this time around. What's the difference?
Well,
what's,
for
in,
me
in six
personally,
months?
I mean, just, not to get too into detail, but I really profoundly changed the way I sing after that tour. I was really doing some damage to my voice. And
just give us a nutshell version of what that means, the way you breathe, or?
I was pushing myself physically and with my vocals to a place that was unhealthy every night. And I had started to believe that the audience needed that from me in order to get catharsis. I needed to make my body hurt, basically, and make my vocal cords hurt. And I don't know why I got there, but I'd really gotten into a pattern. I got home and I was pretty shook up. I really didn't know what I was going to do. And I spent a few months thinking about it and going to an osteopath and talking to people, and really changed the way I approach singing. And it's really revolutionized touring for me, because, my voice is tired today, but I still feel strong, because I'm not sacrificing my body to the moment. And surprise, surprise, I don't have to. Like, I'm a guy who's like, if I put my shoes away, I like put my shoes away. It's like everything has to happen so completely. And I'm trying to be a little more Californian, man.
Yeah. Well,
just chill a little bit more.
Come back to town more often.
Yeah. Well, that's the plan.
We'll heal you.
LA's always been amazing to us largely because of you, Nick. And I do need to acknowledge that every time, that, without you playing us back in the day, this wouldn't have happened for us. So.
I
love to you.
It's fantastic. We do our things. We go through our lives, no matter what we do. I've worked in concrete factories, man. I've made plastic bags. I've loaded trucks. I've done it all.
And plastic bag. That sounds fun.
Plastic bags. Yeah, I've made.
Now
hundreds,
in the belly of a whale.
Hundreds of thousands. Nice. Yeah. I think that whatever we do, you know, if somebody is touched by whatever we do and somebody, exactly, you know, feels, yeah, like it, they got something from it, then that's amazing. So I appreciate that. We've got one more song left before we jump out of here, but I was just going to very quickly sort of talk about making music and recording music. I believe the last album that came out in the fall is the
eighth
yeah, studio eighth album. And a whole bunch of EPs as well.
Yeah.
Are you writing on the road? I mean, are you collecting songs yet for another album? And I know that you both have other projects as well. Amy, you're with Broken Social Scene, and you have Memphis. You all do other things. But
well, we actually did put out two new songs. So we put out a single called "Ship to Shore" about a month ago.
Oh, we have that one. Yeah.
And we put out just last week. I think you also have been playing this song.
One day left. It's called.
We do.
So I mean, it's an interesting environment for the music industry right now. Because
do you think that you will just sort of release songs now?
I don't know. I think we'll do both things. It's fun to focus on a whole record, but it's also when you're about to go out on tour. I'm sure we're going to write a couple more tunes. We're workhorses. Like, we have a studio at home and we go to work every day. Like, what else are we going to do? We'll have a coffee first, maybe hang out, maybe some lunch at Larry's.
Feed the babies.
I think we're also planning to, in the next year or two, try and make music in a different context. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's for the theater or for the musical or for a dance thing or some kind of. I think we're interested in trying to engage with other kinds of artists in a way.
We're playing with a symphony in Ottawa in December, so we're going to try to we're going to get these charts and we're going to try to do some
stuff.
That
sounds amazing.
I hope we can come to LA and do that, because I feel like it would be a great place to do that. And there's people who've come to see our shows so many times but haven't seen us in that context. So that's an exciting part of the future
for
us.
We need to hook you up with the LA Phil, obviously.
Let's do it.
If you're listening, lonely oboe player, just tell the whoever's in charge.
That sounds like a song right there.
Yeah, lonely oboe player. Yeah. It's a Morrissey song for sure.
All right, we got one more song. You're going to jump out of here. The Terrorgram is the place to go see stars tonight. Always a pleasure. What are you going to wrap up with?
We're going to finish up with a song especially written for you, listeners, called California. I love that name.
All right, so thanks to Chris and Chris Seligman, Chris McCarron.
Chris Squared.
And thanks to Torkel Campbell and Amy Milan.
Thanks so much,
Thank
Nick, for
Nick.
Having us.
Collectively stars with a full band tonight. Drummers and electronic keyboards and all sorts of stuff.
You name it. And Shamir opening, the wonderful Shamir. So come early.
We'll see you there.
California is the place to be. When you're alone in the world and you wanna be free, up in the hills or down by the sea, deep in the canyons where the vampires run free. California, dry as the moon, we wanna watch the end and we'll be there soon. Sun is the color of blood in my mouth. We were dying in the north, so we all ran south for the good life.
California,
I love that name.
Free from the past and free from the pain. California, wish you were here. When the blood runs cold and the skies are clear, it's the good life. Yeah, yeah, it's the good life.
California burns to the sky. We're here to take the picture and to call out why. California, I love you at night, when all the lonely killers have turned out the lights. And it's still, and we've got hours to kill.
California,
I love that name.
Free from the pain. California, wish you were here. When the blood runs cold and the skies are clear. California, I love that name. Free
life. It's the good life. Oh, it's the good life. Drive west on Sunset to the sea. Drive west on Sunset to the sea. Drive west on Sunset to the sea. You'll never find